This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Good afternoon, I'm Linda Dow. CareBridge Community Support in the municipality of Mississippi Mills has a new community coordinator of senior services. Violet Bova's background in healthcare and her passion for helping people was the reason she took on this role. Excuse me. It's a pleasure to welcome her to In Focus. Hi, Violet.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me here.
I still have a bit of my cold. I'm sorry. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became involved with CareBridge.
We had been living in the Perth area for a while and took a detour out to Nova Scotia before we decided to move back to the area with a slight relocation to Elmont. And I had been working for Tayside, actually, in the Perth area, and started looking at a similar job in the Elmont area and came up with CareBridge. And it was really well suited. I absolutely love working for them. I was working in the DS side of things, so that's a
developmental.
Yeah, developmental services.
Okay.
And I worked in that section for about a year, just over a year, and then this position came up for community coordinator, and within the first month of working for CareBridge, I was called into Jeff Mills' office.
Oh, Jeff Mills. Now, are you following in his footsteps? Because that'd be a big one to fill, right?
Absolutely. I absolutely love what Jeff does for the community.
He's amazing, isn't he?
He absolutely is, yes. So I was actually pulled into his office to see if I would help with Five Wednesdays in July.
Okay.
And Jeff had said to me, it's actually quite funny because one of the first things that he said to me was, "Do you know Alan Brown?" Who I've known my entire life.
Yes, I know Alan as well. A real community-minded person.
Absolutely, yeah. So from that, I came to plan Augusta Fest. Things just kind of took off from there. And I realized how much I absolutely love working in the community.
So what does your job entail, actually, as community coordinator? What does it involve?
So my overall goal is to get people out into the community who maybe otherwise wouldn't be able to get out into the community. So just like organizing outings is a big one. We recently did a trip to the Bay Shore Shopping Center. We had just over 30 seniors who joined us on a bus and spent a few hours at the mall. And
I bet they loved that, eh?
Yeah, for sure. Our biggest hit, I think, so far has been going to see the Christmas lights at Wesley Clover Park. That was great, and I heard from so many people after, like, thank you so much for doing this. I otherwise wouldn't have been able to see this.
Oh, nice.
You know, like, I no longer drive at night. That was a big one, too.
And so. Jeff drives, too, now. He's a volunteer driver, isn't he?
He is, yep.
Okay, great. How do you know what services and activities are needed? How do you find that out? Do you get feedback from people? Do you put out feelers about this in the community?
I do, yes, for sure. So one thing I do is actually just talking to the people who are joining us for these events and outings, and just, you know, seeing what they are interested in, what they would like to go and do.
Right. Loneliness. How prevalent is that within the senior community?
Very prevalent.
Is it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And the more that we can gather together as a community and bring people in who are feeling lonely, then, you know, like, it's just, it's one way to combat that.
Right. Now, you talk a lot about connection and community. And how important is this in the job that you do?
I feel that connection is very important. How are we going to know that our neighbors aren't doing well? Well, we stop and we talk to them. And it's the same thing in this job, like just making sure that I'm speaking to our clients and, you know, taking note of like, hey, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm. And you're passionate about helping people.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. What have you planned for the new year? What activities?
Well, I'm quite excited for this one. Coming up in January, I've been in touch with the Diefenbunker.
Oh, really?
So we are planning an outing to the Diefenbunker, probably around January 18th. Around the 15th of February, we're looking at possibly coming to Perth to the studio theater to see Sleuth.
Great.
And then around like mid-March, we're looking at possibly going to the National Gallery of Art.
So you've got a lot planned.
Yeah.
You ought to break up a long winter for.
Yeah, yeah.
For
and
people.
On
That's
top
great.
Of that, we also have our supper socials, which happen the fourth Friday of every month. We have live music, and yes, seniors come.
That's great. So lots happening. And how do people find out about this? Who would they contact you or what?
I find the best way to find out what's going on with CareBridge currently is through our newsletter, which
okay.
the new one will be coming out shortly, and that will be making its way around to the different. Different places around the community and all that. So,
are you looking for funding at all?
Always, always. CareBridge is not for profit. CareBridge. That's how we operate. So, yeah, funding all the way.
Is there anything that you would like to add that I haven't asked you?
You know, there's a special saying that has always stuck very close to me, and that's the only time that we should look in our neighbor's bowl is to make sure that they have enough. And I feel like that's something that's really important to me, because so often we tend to get stuck in this idea of like, I need to do this, I need to do that, you know, what is this person doing, what is that person doing, you know. So I feel like it's just kind of an important reminder of like making sure that the people around you are doing okay.
You know, it's interesting you talk about this because this is so important, you know, kindness and consideration of other people. And I think COVID has really brought that out in a lot of people now. It's been a lesson to think of other people and to see what happens when, you know, something happens like that and you know, makes us all wonder about it. So, you know, great that you're doing that and in that role. So congratulations on that new role of yours and best of luck with all the activities that you have going this year.
Thank you so much.
And Violet, thank you for coming in today as well. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's been a wonderful opportunity.
Great. Violet Bova is Community Coordinator of Senior Services at CareBridge Community Support in Mississippi Mills. I'm Linda Dow. Thanks for listening and for putting up with my coughing and my throat. And have a great afternoon.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.